Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com.
It was a long, cold winter, wasn't it? And even if it's not exactly warm and sunny yet everywhere, I bet you're itching to get your house aired out, cleaned, and tidied. But have you thought much about doing the same thing with other parts of your life? Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're going to learn some great techniques for helping you and I spring clean our lives from Dr. Shyla Mergain, who is a senior health and sports psychologist at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. She's in the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. She's been with us in the past. She specializes in using mind-body medicine to treat chronic medical problems, also adjustment issues, mood and anxiety disorders. She works with injury rehabilitation. And also, kind of very interestingly for me, peak performance enhancements in athletes. And Dr. Shyla Mergain, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
It's great to be here, Larry, and happy May Day. It's really a perfect topic for this celebration of spring. When I was looking into this, it involves singing, dancing, and cake as part of the traditional celebrations.
Well, that should put a smile on everybody's face.
Definitely.
I would think so. I think, you know, we talked about getting through winter the last time you were on, and I think there's a real sense of relief when winter more or less loosens its hold on us. Spring has its own challenges, though, doesn't it?
Well, spring is typically a time of renewal and rebirth, and it's a time to really organize our homes, clear out the clutter, clean out the garage, do a spring cleanup in our yards. At the same time, we can also take some time to look at our lives, and we'll be talking today about a spring clean checklist to simplify, organize, and make time for what matters most in this season that so many of us have been waiting for, these warmer days that we have to look forward to.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you feel better when spring comes in some ways, but why do you think it's really helpful to think in these terms?
Because if we just get caught up with the busyness of our lives, we can often miss what matters most. And by taking a pause and evaluating how we're spending our time, what we're doing, are there things that we're doing that really drain us? Or are there some changes we need to make to really make us happier and have a greater quality of life and sense of well-being?
Yeah. I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. I haven't given the number yet, so I'll do it right now. What about you? Do you think spring cleaning your mind and emotions is a good idea? Does that idea appeal to you? Or maybe you do it. If so, I'd love to hear your experiences and how you do deal with it. Maybe you have ways to let go of your emotions and thoughts that might be cluttering up your life. We'd love to hear about that as well. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org with your comments, or you can post on my Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show, and we'd certainly love to hear from you. Again, it's 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call or shoot us an email or go on my Facebook page. You use the phrase, I like that, spring cleaning. It's a nice way to think about it.
It is. And my spring is one of my favorite times of year.
Yeah.
I was a little girl growing up overseas in the Netherlands, and I can't think of a more beautiful place to experience spring. There's really a kaleidoscope of colors there,
boy,
the tulip fields and all the daffodils. Mm-hmm. And when I think about spring cleaning, the thing that comes to mind is it's amazing. We saw this just in the last couple of weeks with some warmth and sunshine. The daffodils were blooming in just a course of a couple days. So in the spring clean in our lives, we can think about if we put our attention, some space, our own caring and kindness on our own lives, what can blossom in a short period of time with that type of attention? And that's what we're going to be talking about today.
It's a great time for me, too. I you know, my birthday falls in May, the middle of May.
Happy birthday.
The lilacs are, you know, bloom about the middle of the month, at least in southern Wisconsin. And so it's a kind of a, it's a fun time.
It is. And the lilacs are just starting to grow in the arboretum. And so that's a great place to connect with some of the spring growth that's around us locally.
You have five, you talked about that, you have five really concrete areas to focus on as we spring clean our lives. And let's take a look at some of them, and I know one was had to do with decluttering your days.
In the same way that we go through our home or closets or drawers or garage to clear out the clutter, we can take a look at our lives and our days and decide what do we want to keep and what do we want to toss. Sometimes we get so busy with all those to-dos that we are just going from one task to another to another. And this spring clean allows some space to look at, am I doing the things that I enjoy the most? Is my energy going into those things that really revitalize me, bring me joy and peace, and are important to me? And really, what are my priorities? And as we can think about what do I want this period of time of my life to be about, then we can start to make some changes. A great way to do this is just to look at one day and say, hey, is this day, is it energizing me? Am I making time for what matters most? And then identify those energy drains, those commitments that we're doing be maybe based on shoulds or obligations, and then think about making some changes, maybe letting them go or minimizing them, and then recommitting to spending much of the time with those things that matter most.
I'm thinking about our family situation where we have a daughter who is involved in, she plays the piano and plays the drums and is on the basketball and plays soccer. And so there are all these things that go on in the course of a week just revolving around her that, you know, and they're very enjoyable, frankly, but makes for a pretty full week.
It does, and especially with technology, we're really have so many competing demands on our time. And we know for multitasking, we're also getting a lot less done. So taking some space to just reevaluate. When your daughter may choose to do all those activities because she loves them and she's growing and changing, but doing those at the expense of maybe some family downtime, maybe there needs to be some space to sit around and play a board game together. So that kind of just space to really allow us to reprioritize and recommit to what we want this time to be about is important.
You know what? We sat down and played. She and I played about 15 hands of the card game Uno last night. I think she won more than she lost.
It was fun and very
really
important.
Fun. To get away from the TV and the iPads and just play a card game.
Definitely.
A lot of fun. Shyla Mergane, our guest today here, as we talk with her about spring cleaning your life. I hope you'll join in with your questions or comments or maybe your own experiences. How do you go about this, or do you? 1-800-642-1234. You can give us a call with your questions and comments about that. But we also want to talk with you about something else. And the person who's really great at talking about it is Joy Cardine.
Hey, good morning, Larry. It's really great to be here. It's the spring membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. And Larry, we have an outstanding opportunity for listeners if they have been waiting for a great time to pledge, because
we have a challenge right now, and that challenge is $8,700.
That's right. You read that right, Larry. Larry's jaw is dropping.
Oh, man.
This is our only challenge of the day during this spring membership drive. This is a generous dollar-for-dollar match from current members, including supporters from Madison and Eau Claire, and it means that they will match every dollar you give with another dollar up to $8,700. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is really a wonderful, generous match from our current members. And I hope you'll pledge right now. We already have somebody who pledged who didn't even know about it. But that person's pledge is going to be doubled, right?
That's right. And you can get your pledge doubled right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So remember that number, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Double your pleasure, double your pledge. Your support goes twice as far with your pledge right now. Your support will help pay for all of the programming that you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. And it tells Larry that you love this program, that you love him. You know you love Larry. Larry is a great, Larry has been hosting here at Wisconsin Public Radio for about a half a century or so, Larry?
Practically, yeah. Yes, close to it.
And he just has such wonderful rapport with his guests, and he brings you such wonderful guests and wonderful topics, and you are able to participate in these daily conversations on the Larry Mueller Show. Now show your support by pledging any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Everybody who pledges today will be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air as well. You could be a lucky winner there when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know you don't have to pledge to participate, but you know you want to. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR iPad Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. So you can enter by sending that postcard, or better yet, make your pledge right now and have it doubled, because we have this $8,700 challenge going on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Basically, I just believe with public radio, it's almost a duty to become a member, because the programming is why you listen. All you have to do is travel someplace that doesn't have public radio for a week or so and realize how much you miss it. And you want to come back? I've been known to turn it on my computer when we're traveling and there's not a decent public radio station anywhere near us. I just really enjoy it. I enjoy the programming. I learn things. That makes a big difference to me. And I get a little bit of everything. One of the nicest things about WPR is that it is statewide. We try to hit a different state park every week during the spring and summer. And so we're traveling around the state. It's just wonderful to be able to continue listening pretty much wherever we go in the state. That's something that is very rare. That has been just sort of icing for us, is to know that we can continue listening wherever we go in Wisconsin. I'm Michelle from Madison, Wisconsin. I hope you'll join me in being a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine, asking for your support of WPR during our spring membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 a month, or maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before because you don't think you can really give enough to make a difference, really, think again. Listener donations make up the single largest piece of our budget, but that doesn't mean that we're asking you for a huge gift.
Many first-time donors give $5 a month for their WPR listening. You decide the amount that works for you, and then make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know, you will have that pledge doubled, too, during this challenge, up to $8,700, the only challenge of the day. You listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every day. You know how important it is to you. Now consider that you want it to be there for the next generation.
You certainly want them to have the same quality news and information and music and entertainment that has been so important to you. Your pledge of support today, that's really the building block for a stable future.
So invest in quality radio for yourself and for the next generation. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, we have that dollar-for-dollar match up to $8,700 in effect right now. It's the only challenge of the day. It's the only time we're going to have this matching amount today. So it's a great time to pledge, because for every dollar you give, current members, including supporters from Madison and Eau Claire, will donate an additional dollar. It's their way of inspiring you to support WPR. So double the impact of your pledge right now by giving at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You might be wondering, well, how much should I give? How about $1 million, Larry?
That That'd be good. That'd be good.
No, it's really up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into great programs that will keep you informed and entertained all year long.
So make your pledge any amount, as Joy says, right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And when you do, you play an essential part in funding the programs you count on every day.
And that dollar-for-dollar match is in effect. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
Again, that is WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have about close to $800 raised, but that we still have $8,000.
We got $8,000 to go.
$8,000 to go. So we need your help right now at 1-888-202-2552, or go online, better yet, to WPR.org and make your contribution. And also stay listening here as we talk with Dr. Shyla Mergane about spring cleaning your life. What do you think of that? I was really interested to hear what she had to say today. There are a lot of things that you and I can do to spring clean our lives. We started talking about it a little bit, and we'll talk some more right after these messages. How do you spring clean your life? Or do you do that? Or would you like to do that? You have questions or comments or experiences to share? Again, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We had someone who called in who didn't want to stay on the line but said, I have fibromyalgia and MS, and I have a difficult time exercising. I have a difficult time probably doing something like spring cleaning. And maybe you could comment on that. This person is wondering if you have any advice for him or her.
Definitely. And I think as chronic pain is what I call a silent epidemic, with over 100 million people having chronic pain, this is a fantastic question that I'm sure many listeners can relate to. The short answer is that exercise is very important for chronic pain and a condition like fibromyalgia. But oftentimes our definition of exercise gets in the way of actually getting out there and moving. If we use the analogy of a spring clean, it's really important to also look at our health habits and discard maybe a bad habit we've gotten into, such as many people in the winter got very sedentary. I had a lot of people say that they became like a couch potato. So movement really is the goal with especially a pain condition or any health condition. Finding what kind of exercise you can do. It may be warm water pool therapy. It may be gentle physical therapy stretches or walking. And often going by the American Cardiology Association's recommendations of 30 minutes, at least 30 minutes, up to 5 times a week. And lastly, when you're doing exercise, if you're sore later in the day, okay. But if you find that you're in pain later that day or the next day you've done too much, cut back and really start slowly and build up. But it's really about making a commitment to at least one health habit in this spring clean.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Swimming is wonderful if you can get to a pool. It's especially, I think, if you have something debilitating. It takes the pressure off your joints and makes exercise easier.
Definitely. It can be very gentle on the body.
We have more callers online. There's a line open for you at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Miller Show. And I think when you're in a situation where you're in some pain, and maybe it's not physical pain, maybe it's mental pain, maybe there's something going on in your life, a family situation or whatever that has negative thoughts and negative things going on in your head. And getting rid of negative thoughts can be, I would think, freeing too.
Definitely. How you speak to yourself changes so many things. And during the spring clean, I think about it as clearing up some of our inner pollutants or inner debris that doesn't need to be there. And we can look at the kinds of thoughts that we're engaging in. And this is really powerful work to say, am I talking to myself in a way that's very self-critical? Or am I harboring resentment and a grudge towards somebody else? And what kinds of thoughts are happening in my mind? And a great question to ask is, would I talk to a best friend this way? Or another mm-hmm. question is, will this problem I'm focused on matter in a year? And if you answer no to those, they're taking up too much mind space. So think about letting go of those thoughts. It's like inner weeds that we're trying to pull, and make space for thoughts that really support and nurture yourself. It can make a profound difference in your mood, because our thoughts really lead to our mood. And it can just make us just more effective and have a better quality of life.
There's a caller online here, but I don't have the name for that caller. But Carl will probably help us out with that in just a minute. Our producer, Carl Christensen, answering the phones when you call in at 1-800-642-1234. I hope you'll join in with those questions and comments, and also with your experiences. How do you get yourself? How does spring cleaning work for you in your life? Hope you'll join us again. 1-800-642-1234. We have other things that we can talk about here related. You had five things. What's another one of the points that you wanted to bring up, Shyla?
A really important point as we're talking about the spring clean is a concept called taking in the good. And this is being talked about a lot. If we think about some of our sweetest moments in life are often when we're in the moment enjoying something, maybe a sunset, maybe you last night with your daughter playing the Uno game. It's mm-hmm. unplanned and we're reveling in it. So negative experiences and even negative thoughts can be like Velcro. They stick to us. There's a stickiness quality to it. Positive experiences, on the other hand, are like Teflon. They kind of bounce off and we forget about them. So we want to override this tendency of our mind to really practice taking in the good. And one of the ways to do that is when something happens, to stop and really absorb it. It's recommended to really take it in like a sponge for 10 to 15 seconds, almost like the sun's rays going into that flower, allowing it to bloom. So that we often don't consciously practice this. And certainly with all the beauty that's around us this spring, there are ample opportunities to connect with nature or even connect with a loved one around some of these blessings of spring.
You know, it's interesting. Over the course of a year, I get a lot of mail, emails, and letters as well. And probably 99.9% of them are nice letters, happy letters. And then there's one where, Miller, you're an idiot letter comes in. And that may well be true, but it's those letters that you are, those emails that you remember and dwell, at least I do, dwell on and forget about the positive ones.
Isn't that interesting? And I bet a lot of people can relate to that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people in broadcasting say the same thing.
Yeah. And what we're talking about is a way to counteract that tendency. Yeah. That one email could take up a lot of mind space and it can impact emotions. And if we consciously focus on that positive, maybe one email that was very positive, and stop and practice absorbing that in, really reveling it, savoring the experience, then we're in a sense building up a almost like a treasure chest of positive things that we can refer to and can help override that negative experience. And really we're talking about creating resiliency and creating more happiness. We can expand our capacity for happiness with this practice.
Yeah, I think you're right. And there are, I have tried to do that. And I've tried, and there are some comments from people in emails that I could almost give you verbatim because they're so nice and so pleasant. And there's sure a heck of a lot more fun to think about than the negative ones.
Definitely. They're very energizing and probably just enhances your excitement of doing the show. And so we can also be that for other people, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, callers online, I'll give you the number for you to join in. It's 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on my Facebook page at The Larry Miller Show. And I got a Mike from New Holstein up, so let's go there. Mike, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. Just a couple comments. Read a very interesting book about a woman who lost her husband and decided that in her form of grieving, she was going to take up a passion, and her passion was always pies, making pies, eating pies. So she's written a couple books. Her name is Beth Howard, and the book that I remember most is where I think it's something about love, loss, and making pie. And it was just a heartwarming way that she coped with the loss of her husband. And I would recommend if anybody's looking for some way to find a passion, if in my opinion, food is a comfort, and it can bring people to a lot of closure. And in her case, it helped quite a bit. My other point is I think there's a lot of benefits in mindfulness and basically meditating. And over the years, struggling with not being able to keep my meditation in place, I think one of the simple things is if you have those negative thoughts, which we all do, I call it the mind clutter, basically just tell yourself, oh well, and then focus back in on something that does give you some peace of mind, like a mantra, like saying I'm healthy, or something that breaks that string of negative thoughts. And I think that the term that the Buddha suggests is just give yourself a break and tell yourself, oh well, and then try to move back into something where you don't have that negative tape going around and around inside of your head.
Interesting thoughts. Comments, Dr. Mergain?
Mike, thanks for the call. You bring up so many important points. One, grief. You know, that is really tough work. And what I love about the book and the story of Beth is that she was able to move through grief to find a deeper meaning or a sense of meaning, and really connected with some of her talents and pie making. I mean, who doesn't love pie?
Yeah.
Great way to celebrate May Day here with some mm-hmm. pie. And secondly, the practice of noticing our thoughts, and I think of our thoughts as almost being like we're on autopilot, or these knee-jerk reactions that kind of go over and over. We often, our thoughts we're thinking today are similar to the thoughts we thought yesterday and the day before. So to break out of that autopilot, I love the example of oh well, because it really connects us to a larger humanity, that we all have these struggles, we all have these negative thoughts, and then opening up to something much larger. And where we focus our attention, there are always thousands of things to focus our attention on. So if we can focus on something that makes us more peaceful or joyful, that's a good thing.
All to the better. Well, there's one positive person I know who's always positive, Joy Cardine.
That's right, Larry. I am positive that we are going to meet this challenge that we have going on right now. $8,700, the only challenge of this day during our spring membership drive. For you to get your pledge doubled, you can make your pledge of any amount and double it by giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have that dollar-for-dollar match is so wonderful. It's such a wonderful gift from our listeners, and that amount is almost unbelievable. It's the highest amount I've ever seen for one of these challenges.
It shows how much listeners love your show, Larry, that they have pooled together this money to encourage others to support Wisconsin Public Radio. These are current members, including supporters from Madison and Eau Claire, who will match every single pledge that comes in during the Larry Mueller Show today, up to $8,700. So let's take advantage of this just outstanding opportunity to raise plenty of money to help support the programs that you love by giving to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
From 11 to 12:30 every weekday, I tend to take a break from the news and from politics, and we focus more on advice topics like the outdoors, like interesting things going on at the university and state. We talk about health issues and finance. Today, of course, we're talking about how to spring clean your life. I love that topic. And our guest, Shyla Morgane, does just a wonderful job talking about it and giving advice.
And great advice every single day on the Larry Mueller Show. There is a not-so-secret ingredient to this winning recipe, and that is listener support. That's your support. You make the program possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And pledging is an easy and quick process. When you become a sustainer, you really simplify your donation. You'll make automatic monthly gifts from your bank account or your credit card.
And that support renews automatically each year, so your membership is always current. You don't have to wonder, oh, am I current? Do I have to renew? So pick an amount that works for you, say $10 a month, and become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And what does public radio mean? Public radio means listener-supported radio.
And while we appreciate that we have business contributions and federal and state tax dollars, listener support is the single largest source of WPR's budget. Your contribution of any amount really matters at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think a lot of what I hear on public radio, especially about the statewide stuff, sometimes I know the people they're talking about, and I certainly know the places they're talking about. I can really visualize it. The descriptions and the texture really makes it a great experience. So I've had a lot of those kinds of moments, I think, with public radio because I listen to it so often, you know, pretty much all the time. I'm Ann Katz, Wisconsin Public Radio Association board member from Madison. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for news, connections, and community.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this spring membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine asking for your support of WPR. Your gift of $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Very important during this show to have those contributions, isn't it?
That it sure is. And you know what? You can pledge one and get one free here because we have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including supporters from Madison and Eau Claire. So let's say you want to pledge $50. That turns into $100. Or if you want to pledge $100, it's double to $200 and so on. So take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You love WPR because it's your support or your source for intelligent radio. There are bills associated with high-quality radio, and that's where you come in. Your support's very, very important.
Making a pledge is really fast. It's quick and easy. You'll be finished in no time at all. Your contribution of any amount, maybe it's $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, makes WPR possible.
We have we still have a long way to go to reach this. Our dollar-for-dollar match is in effect and will be in effect for another $5,000 or so. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR is going to go twice as far.
Well, you know, not only do we have this this dollar-for-dollar match up to $8,700 going on during the Larry Mueller Show, an added bonus for your pledge is that for any amount, you will also be entered into a drawing for the iPad Air at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can ask for the WPR artist mug with your pledge of $150 or more, and you'll be giving $300
that's
if you
right.
put in $150. And $150, that's $12.50 a month. And it's all yours when you pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thanks to everybody who's contributed so far. If you haven't contributed yet, boy, now is a really good time to do it as we visit with Dr. Shyla Morgain, senior health and sports psychologist at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health.
Here's a look at what's coming up this afternoon here on the Ideas Network. At 12:30 on Chapter a Day, Jim Fleming reads from The Storied Life of A.J. Fickrey by Gabrielle Zevin. Then join us this afternoon from 1 till 3 for the Kathleen Dunn Show. After 1, Kathleen welcomes the recently retired longest-serving canine team on the UW-Madison Police Department. And after 2, the truth about retirement plans and IRA investments.
We talk about issues in the news and topics that improve the quality of our lives.
You know, some people get lost puppies at their doorstep. I get seeds and flowers from around the neighborhood.
What kind of wren was that?
That was the house wren's common backyard bird. They like to stuff things full of sticks and then make a little tunnel in there for the female to nest in.
So. Oh, very nice. Add your voice to the mix of lively guests with different perspectives.
The Joy Cardine Show, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're talking about spring cleaning your life with Dr. Shyla Morgain, senior health and sports psychologist at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Always great to have her along. You know, we're talking not the spring cleaning the house, but kind of getting your personal life in order. That's one, another way to look at it. And I know there are callers online with questions, but there's a line open for you at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions or comments or your own experiences on how you spring clean your life. Margie in La Crosse, thank you so much for calling. Hello.
Hello.
And what's on your mind?
I have a question. All righty. I have two amazing, wonderful, multi-talented daughters who are both teachers. In all our life, we taught them to be of service and use their life in a source of ministry. But they're so multi-talented that they're just, they never have learned to say no, and I probably did not teach them that. People just expect them to be able to do so much more than a regular job besides all their lessons and everything and all church responsibilities and it just gets overwhelming for them that they have no time to really sit and think for themselves because they're just have too much to offer, I guess. How do you teach your children, even when they're grown, or ourselves, to balance the act and say no?
Hmm. Good question. What do you think, Shyla?
Margie, great question, and I think it speaks to that you're always a mother, even when your kids are adults, and it's never too late to impart wisdom. I think my answer is twofold. One, you model for your daughters how to find balance. So the first thing I would think through is how is my own balance? And kids learn from their parents by what they see their parents do, not by what they see their parents say. The second is to to check in with your daughters about how they're doing. And one of the ways you can do this is by talking through with them what their priorities are or how they're saying no in their lives. I always say no is a complete sentence, and we have to have a strong no to really say yes to our lives. And I'm thinking about a mother who said to her adult child, who was sounds very similar to your daughter's doing a lot of good work in the world. She said to her daughter, "You've done enough. I'm proud of you. You've done enough. You've actually exceeded my expectations for you." And I know that that created some space for the daughter to really start to value other aspects. And it's going from being what I call a human doing to a human being. And that often we are a value just in our beingness. So it sounds like you're really thinking through, how do I support the other aspects in my daughter? They're doing great work, but that you want them to have time for themselves. And that's really part of this spring clean that we're talking about, is taking that time just for ourselves to check in, to deeply listen, and to make our self-care a priority. Because we can, there's so many demands. We're so often so busy doing for others that I always say we have to first do for ourselves, like put that oxygen mask on ourselves before we are doing for others.
That's an excellent point that you said about, you know, saying, you know, you just, you know, they know I love them beyond love, and to be able to say, you know, you need to have some time for yourself. I'm really proud of you. You know,
you've done enough.
You don't need to do anymore. Yeah, that's a great point. I'm going to do that, and I also need a little shaken up, because I do the same thing. Like you said, we model to our children. So good thoughts.
Good thoughts. Yes, and thank you so much for calling, Margie. Appreciate your call very, very much. Talking today with Dr. Shyla Mergane about spring cleaning your life. And we're also talking today with Joy Cardine. And we're asking you to support the programs you enjoy. It's your support that makes WPR possible, isn't it, Joy?
It is. And when you pledge today, you will be entered into a drawing for an iPad Air. So it's a great time to support the programs you value at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including supporters from Madison and Eau Claire. And it's $8,700. So your gift of $50 turns into $100, or $100 turns into $200, and so on. Take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, Wisconsin Public Radio keeps you informed and entertained every day. You enjoy the Larry Mueller Show. You probably also enjoy Chapter a Day and some of the weekend shows like What Do You Know or Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Old Time Radio Drama, and many, many others that you've come to rely on.
And I think WPR gives you a window on the world like no other. You can support this exciting mix of shows you enjoy on this station with your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Giving to WPR is easy. It just takes a few minutes of your time. A gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
That'll do it. That donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs. So please show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I like Wisconsin Public Radio because the programming is excellent. I feel like being a listener and a contributor, that it helps me be a little more in control of what's over the airwaves. Wisconsin Public Radio is important because all of us as a community are contributing and helping to make sure that we get balanced coverage on news and also a very positive listening environment. I find humor, and I love the political discussion that covers both sides of the issues, and I think that's really important. I'm Amy Kocha from Green Bay, and I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our spring membership drive. And whether your pledge is $5 a month or maybe it's $100 a month, that'd be wonderful too. We appreciate, we count on every single gift.
You might think that you don't have to support WPR because somebody else is. Well, WPR has been around for years and years because remarkable people have made the decision to support something that's important to them.
So now it's time for you to make that decision, and maybe you're a first-time donor. A lot of them give $5 a month, but you choose what's best for you, what works best for you, and then make your pledge of support. It's time right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, on WPR, you get unbiased news, you get high-quality entertainment, you get great music, and you get really informative talk, really great information and advice on the Larry Mueller Show every day. It's such a rich experience, no matter when you tune in.
And this depth and breadth is possible thanks to you, thanks to listener contributions. So make yours right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, we have that dollar-for-dollar match up to $8,700 going on right now. It looks like we are about halfway through that challenge grant, but still a great time for you to pledge, because for every dollar you give, current members, including supporters from Madison and Eau Claire, will donate an additional dollar. It's a way to inspire you to support WPR. So double the impact of your pledge right now by giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's the only challenge of the day, so I want you to seize the day right now. Pledge right now while you're thinking about it. It just takes a few minutes to contribute.
And you'll have a great feeling of supporting the programs you love. So don't put it off. Contribute now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you donated a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part, but if you enjoy listening to WPR right now and you do year after year, your continued support is really what keeps us going.
If it's been a while since you donated, now's a perfect time to give again. You can renew, no questions asked, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We'll be happy to have you back.
Our dollar-for-dollar match is in effect. We're at over $4,400, almost $4,600. So we still have a ways to go to reach that $8,700 challenge, the only challenge of the day. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, thanks to everybody who has already pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio, but here's a really great one. Larry Robin from Madison says, listening to Larry Mueller is a perk of living in Wisconsin. Isn't that nice? Thank you so much for your pledge. And I agree totally. Larry Mueller is a delight to listen to, and it's really, really an informative program. You get to hear everything from advice on your animals, on gardening, on your computers, on spring cleaning your life. I need this advice, let me tell you. And you can make it all happen with your pledge and have that pledge doubled because of the challenge grant going on right now by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and pledge any amount.
Tracy from Oak Creek says, I was going to donate on Friday, but my donation is being doubled right now, so it seemed like a lot better time to do it.
That's right. And she was going to wait until the last minute. That's what. But that's wonderful. Thank you so much for your pledge. It's been doubled. So really, don't let this opportunity pass you by. If you've been meaning to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, but you're just waiting for the right time, or you just didn't get around to it, no time like the present to double the impact of your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think that you don't have to support WPR because somebody else is. Well, WPR has been around for years because of remarkable people who have made the decision to support something that's important to them. So now it's time for you to make that decision.
Yeah, it is. And not only does it help support the programs that you enjoy and that that you listen to, but you help make public radio available for others as well and for generations to come. So invest in future listening with that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Well, it looks like we, again, still have that $8,700 challenge in effect. It's the only challenge of this day, so make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's really these supporters who have put up this $8,700. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. They're trying. They really want you to step up as they have stepped up. You can do that right now by going to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Now, I know we just have a couple of minutes left to ask you during this segment of the show for your support. Remember that we also have the added incentive of the iPad drawing. So every mm-hmm. pledge during this hour is entered into the drawing for an iPad. You could be the lucky winner. You also will have your pledge doubled because of the challenge grant that's going on right now. And Larry, I don't know about you, but my pledge this spring is going for this mug. It really is.
There's
the Wisconsin Public Radio artist mug. It is just a delightful design of cartoon animals that are running the radio station and listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. It looks to me like I can't tell if Larry, if you're a bear here or an otter. What do you think?
I don't know. I may be a bear. Yeah. I may be a bear.
And there's a badger listening and a fox listening. And all sorts of animals listening. There's a cat in the attic that's listening. I mean, it's just a delightful mug that shows your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. You'll be reminded of the good feeling you got when you made your pledge and the support for the programming that you provided with your pledge. If you pledge $12.50 a month, $150 donation to Wisconsin Public Radio, which will be doubled right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Renee Graff, by the way, was the artist who's a big fan of Wisconsin Public Radio. Renee and I worked together many years ago. She's a lovely person. She wears really cool hats every day while she's working. She's, I don't know how many hundred hats she has, but she's a wonderful supporter. What about you? How about supporting us financially here? You support us as a listener. Many of you have supported us as someone who has contributed. If you have not contributed, now is really, really the time to do it. We're at $5,667, so there's still plenty of opportunity to get that doubling of your contribution. Do it right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And please do it right now. At the end of a long day, it can really be easy to focus on the negative interactions of the day. You get caught in traffic or get a curt response maybe from a coworker. It can really stick with you. But what if you flipped that around and made special note of all the good things that happened? Would that change your perspective on life? Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. We're talking today with Dr. Shyla Mergain, who is senior health and sports psychologist at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. She's in the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, and she specializes in using mind-body medicine to treat chronic medical problems, adjustment issues, mood and anxiety disorders, talks about injury rehabilitation, and peak performance enhancement in athletes. And Shyla, thanks again for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
It's just fantastic to be here and talking about this important topic.
It really is an important topic. And, you know, one of the things we started talking and did talk a bit about taking in the good as a way to kind of spring clean your life a little bit. And you had started talking about that. Maybe you could make additional mention about it.
So research shows that people who are thriving in life have something called a 3-to-1 positivity ratio. So for every negative experience, we need to counteract that with at least three positive experiences. And if people are looking at the kinds of thoughts they're thinking, because our thoughts lead to emotions, which leads to behavior, we often find that there are a heck of a lot of negative thoughts. So one of the things we're really doing in this spring clean is to clean out some of that mental clutter. And if we have a negative thought, one practice that you can use is to put that thought, imagine putting that thought in a Tupperware container or box. Mm-hmm. And make sure to close the lid on it. And then practice.
Yep.
And then practice refocusing on something positive. It could be a positive thought that you're saying to yourself, or turning your attention to something in your environment that would bring you a sense of peace, or even recalling a positive moment in nature, with a loved one, with a mentor. And as we're doing this practice, it's important to really absorb it in. One of my favorite ways of doing that is imagining breathing that into the heart center, filling up the heart like rays of a sun kind of filling up the heart, or ripples in a still pool of water into the front of the heart, the back of the heart. And what we find is when we do practice taking in the good, it shifts our physiology, yeah, our emotions, and in a sense kind of creates an anchor that we are much more likely to recall that memory if we can really absorb it.
Well, it's a great way to think. And just... I think another thing you talked about a little bit was that I think relates to this in many ways is throwing out, getting rid of some of these bad habits that we find ourselves in, especially coming out of winter where a lot of, I actually pat myself on the back because I was able to keep up with my 5K walk and jog in the mornings through the winter, some really miserable winter. But that's one habit. That's a good habit I want to keep. But there's some bad ones I can get rid of, that's for sure.
Larry, that's something to feel really proud of, that you kept moving during the cold winter months. During the spring clean, we can look at our health habits and then pick one negative health habit to work on. Maybe you're not eating great food. Maybe you're in a pattern of coming home after work and sitting in front of the TV. Or maybe you're just online too much, checking your phone, internet. You're too plugged in. So spring is the time of rebirth and renewal, and we can really feel that spring energy coming up in our lives and just resolve it to change one thing to create a healthier lifestyle. One thing I know a lot of people enjoy doing this time of year is just eating more fresh fruits and vegetables, because we're in the season where they're locally grown and very abundant in our communities.
A nice thing to do. The farmers markets are on now across.
They are. They just started.
Most of Wisconsin, yeah. Carol on Facebook had a comment, rather than trying to clear your mind and allow good thoughts to flow, it's sometimes easier for her to replace negative thoughts with positive ones, repeating them often until they become the thoughts that shape your emotional well-being. I think you would certainly agree with that.
I love that thought, Carol, because you're speaking to the use of affirmations. And I always say we fake it till we make it. We don't even have to believe the affirmations. If we're working on trying to develop a new way of thinking about ourselves or even our potential, our thoughts may get in the way. So practicing just over and over saying a thought like, I'm good enough, or I'm doing enough, or I'm proud of who I am, even if we don't believe it, by saying it over and over and over, we actually grow into believing it. And it forms, in a sense, a new pathway in our mind, a new groove in our mind that really can bring more positivity and well-being.
I've noticed in readings, occasionally I'll read the sort of Ann Landers types columns in the paper, and there are so many people that have relationships that are anything but positive. And I often wonder, these people should be reevaluating maybe, and myself, they're not the only ones, myself included. We all need to reevaluate, don't we, and sort of redefine our relationships?
Definitely, Larry. And what we're talking about is using the spring clean to really create an inner sanctuary for ourselves where we're being much more aware of who we're inviting in. We know that having high-quality relationships is associated with health and well-being. And we need relationships where we feel understood and supported, and we feel secure and cared for. And so I believe we become like the people we surround ourselves with. And if we're around negative, toxic people who are criticizing us, it's kind of like hanging around with somebody with a cold. Eventually, we're going to catch the cold. So in the spring clean, look at, are the people in my life, are they people who make me a better me? If they are, great, keep them. And you may even want to maximize the time you're spending with them. If they're people who make me feel less than and smaller and I feel bad and tense around, then maybe we need to renegotiate those relationships and start to distance, or at least try to work through it with them if possible. Or sometimes we have to let go of friendships to really be a better friend to ourselves.
And you've talked, I know you talk about, in addition to sort of doing the spring cleaning, you talk about practicing happiness and positive attitudes. Anyway, we talked a little bit about, you certainly have gotten into this, but I think it really is important to try to be happy, isn't it?
Definitely. And happiness is not simply a matter of wishful thinking. We have to be proactive. And we're talking in the spring clean about creating that inner sanctuary where we have a greater sense of just happiness or well-being. And preparing for this talk today, Larry, I came across a wonderful poem that I just wanted to highlight, not all of it, but it's by Lynn Ungar. And I think it speaks to this. And she writes about the lilies and she says, "Consider the lilies of the field." And then she goes on to say, "And you, what of your rushed and useful life? Imagine setting it all down, papers, plans, and appointments, everything, leaving only a note, gone to the fields to be lovely, be back when I'm through with blooming."
Oh.
And I love that because that's what we're working on. We're trying to create space, look at our minds, let go of those negative thoughts that don't support us, get healthier, and then tap into support around us. And then consciously practice noticing, attending to, taking in those moments that make us feel joy, that make us feel enlivened, and really allow our lives to flourish.
Tom in Madison has a comment for us. Tom, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to point out that one of the essential problems with how Americans think, including us Wisconsinites, is that that time and events are separated into mine and theirs, rather than thinking about our time, all of our time, as our time, and trying to think about it in a way of how am I participating, how am I contributing to this time that I have, which is so limited. There was a spiritual advisor that I'm aware of who pointed out that he had about five guys working for him who worked 5 days of the week for 2 days of the weekend. And he had two other guys who worked every day for every day. And, you know, the difference is significant in how we enjoy our lives and how we feel productive in our lives, rather than separating out and trying to think about, oh, I got to reserve this time for me. That sort of happens as part of thinking about how do I contribute right now to this moment and to this hour and to this day.
Interesting comments. Shaila, comment from you.
Tom, that's just a great comment, and it speaks to this larger question of what is my legacy, and what do I value most, and what are my contributions to make? And using this spring clean to identify that and then think about the actions that you do want to take, that sense that we are contributing to our communities, to a larger whole, and what do we want those contributions to be? And often when we do feel like we have that purpose as one of the guiding lights, so to speak, we find that we're happier and we're kind of living our lives that are our lives to live.
Mm. Tom, thank you. Appreciate your call very much. And you can join in, too, at 800-642-1234. Give us a call as we talk with our guest today about spring cleaning your life and about happiness. Are there books or readings that you enjoy or that you recommend to people?
There are some great books out there about happiness we've been talking about. Seligman has a wonderful book. The Taking in the Good concept is in a book called Buddha Brain, of looking at the neuroscience of happiness. So those two come to mind. But I always say that happiness is trending now, that there's been a lot of books and articles helping people more actively cultivate the skills we've been talking about to basically enhance their happiness capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way to get started in all this? I mean, is there something, a thing that we pick and, all right, let's concentrate on that? Or how do you recommend?
Start small. And you can think about picking one area. Like you, if you're spring cleaning your home, you'd pick one room or one closet to sort through. So pick one area of your life. Maybe it's your thoughts. Maybe it's work or a relationship. And then spend some time going through the steps we've talked about, looking at your thoughts around it, how you're spending your time, the energy that you're bringing to it. Are you negative and kind of a downer? Or are you bringing some mm-hmm. of that positive energy? How are you showing up for those relationships? And also, how are you tapping into your support network? But I'm always a big fan that big things happen with small steps. So, mm-hmm. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So we're looking at creating some momentum with just some small, simple things where you can be successful at.
And we have some additional materials of some of your writing and so forth up on my Facebook page. So I'm really happy to have that, Shyla. And so thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we just published a UWE Health article about spring cleaning your life. So if your listeners do want a refresher of some of the main points, I encourage them to check that out on the Facebook page. And mm-hmm. have wonderful to be here in springtime with you, Larry. Thank you.
Dr. Shyla Mergane, our guest today, senior health and sports psychologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. Great to have her along as she talked about getting a little momentum here in spring cleaning for your life and getting that done. Joy Cardine joins us as well, and we're looking for a little momentum here when it comes to contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio, although we've done pretty well, Joy.
Oh, Larry, this is just wonderful. The $8,700 challenge that we were talking about in the last hour was met, and then some. So thank you so very, very much for your outstanding support of Wisconsin Public Radio. We don't do that every day. And
no.
You made it happen. But we are still looking for your contributions to Wisconsin Public Radio because, another day, another dollar, another hour, another goal. So we are now looking for 25 pledges between now and the 12:30. So you can help us reach that goal at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm sure you've been enjoying the conversation that we had about spring cleaning your life with Dr. Shyla Mergane. This is an example, I think, of the kind of interesting and important, fun, sometimes substantial programs and conversations that we have on this show.
Yeah, and that was really thought-provoking. I am certainly assessing where I need to do my spring cleaning first. And now take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio just takes a few minutes, and in return, you're going to get so much back. I hope you'll consider a donation, maybe of $100 a month.
You know, that just comes down to less than $4 a day, and it makes the talk, the news, the music, the entertainment that you count on from WPR possible. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and know your donation of any amount is very much appreciated.
And because you listen to WPR every day, I think it's safe to say that WPR is a fundamental part of your life. It's the sort of the soundtrack to your day.
And your day is better with this soundtrack, with the shows that are like guideposts throughout your day. I hope that you listen early in the mornings to the Joy Cardine Show. And I hope that you enjoy this lunch hour program with Larry Mueller and Chapter a Day. And maybe you also enjoy Central Time on your drive home from work. You count on Wisconsin Public Radio for information and interesting ideas, things that make you laugh, that make you think. Support your daily dose of WPR, the soundtrack that is so important to your life, with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A big thank you to our sustaining members with ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You have a big effect on WPR's funding, making it a lot more stable.
You probably find that the automatic monthly payments are an easy fit to your budget, too. In fact, now is a great time to increase your sustaining gift by a few dollars a month. Just call 888-202-2552 and make that happen.
And we don't charge you up front. You pay exactly what it's worth.
Oh, man, it's Pledge Drive again. I should change the station. They're not really talking to me. Someone else will pledge.
Don't change the station. Sarah, we are talking to you.
What?
Do you listen to WPR every day?
Yeah, every time I get into the car and every night when I cook dinner.
Do you rely on the news, information, entertainment that you get from WPR?
Of course I do. But you guys have people with more money who can make a big difference with their donation.
Actually, Sarah, you make a difference. Don't count yourself out. It's pledges from everyday listeners like you added together that make up the single biggest part of our budget.
Are you sure?
We are absolutely sure.
We're talking to you.
We really are talking to you. Don't make us come through the radio. Pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
You can pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine, asking your support for Wisconsin Public Radio during our spring membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now, you don't really have to pledge. Larry's not going to come through the radio and make you pledge, but you want to pledge because you understand that this is listener-supported radio. You help pay for the programs that you depend on. And Larry, with my failing eyesight, it seems to me that we need 19 more,
yep,
19 more pledges in the next few minutes. So make your donation now. Help us really cap off the Larry Mueller Show on a high note. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can turn the radio on every day seemingly for free and enjoy hours of in-depth conversation and great entertainment. For a lot of people, that's where the relationship ends.
But for a special group of people, and I bet you're in that group of people, the relationship changes over time. You become attached, and then you decide to contribute. You willingly pay for something that many people get for free.
Those are very special people. We call them members. Become a member today. $5 a month is a great starting point, and we have we had 56 new members in the last hour alone, which is wonderful.
Larry, that has to be a record, I think, for 1 hour. 56 new members.
Brand new members at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and welcome to the club.
Yeah, you have made a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make a habit of donating. It's a good habit. It's a habit that you can be proud of. Get started today with your pledge of any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We can say it a lot of ways. Make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. We can say stand up and be counted. We can say make your voice heard, support what you love. You do all of those things, and you really do make a difference when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Yeah, still hoping to hear from 16 of you in the next few minutes. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Ask for the artist mug, illustrated by Renee Graff from Cedarburg, Wisconsin. It's yours with a pledge of $150. That's $12.50 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today, you will also be entered into a drawing for the iPad Air. Almost forgot about that. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make a pledge to support the Larry Mueller Show and all of the shows that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio, and you will automatically be entered into that drawing for the iPad Air.
Thank you so much if you've contributed. If you haven't contributed, go right now to WPR.org.